Hello and Namaste. This is Lily Nature's Blessings, and you can find me at psychicspiritinu.com or natures-blessings.org. Today I want to share about how to cleanse your aura, your energy field, with the trees, with the healing trees. Now, trees are so alive, and sometimes they might look dry, but they have so many spirits in them, and they have beautiful, sophisticated, and wise characters. I don't know about you, but I always have such a great time exchanging energy with the trees. They're a gift of Mother Nature, and if you pay attention, they talk to you, they give you messages. They even connect you with the spirit guides, with your angels, with your ancestors. My favorite tree is over 3,000 years old. And this tree lives outside of Las Vegas at Mount Charleston. And when I say it lives, it's because this tree is alive, and I hope you agree with me. Now, every time I approach this tree, I feel chills in my body. Because its aura radiates so big, so beautiful, and it's impossible not to feel humble, not to feel gratitude. Because just think about the wisdom, just imagine the wisdom that this tree holds. It definitely has been here longer than us. Now, trees have this ability to cleanse the negativity in the emotional and mental bodies that reflect as tension or pain in the physical body. These trees are also known to detoxify negative thinking. So that's why we probably feel so good in the nature, especially around the trees, because they are great cleansers. Now, to protect your aura, grounding is absolutely necessary, and the trees are extremely grounding. They teach us how to be stable, how to have solid foundations, how to be earthed. That's probably why we feel so grounded when we are around trees. Now, there are many ways, and one of the most popular methods is to imagine that you're growing roots from your feet deep, deep into the earth, like a tree. Some people imagine the same method, growing roots from their root chakra, the base of the spine, which is a good thing. But, you know, try to use the feet as well. I love this method because feet are the main points of connection with the earth. So, when you feel heavy, when you feel tired, when you feel your energy is kind of like dull and you need protection in your aura, in your energy field, imagine that you are merging with the tree. A lot of us energy sensitive people, healers, intuitives, and empathic people can easily pick up negative energy from around us. And when people awaken, when they awaken, you know, during their spiritual awakening, they face negative issues first, and most of the time it's not pleasant, it's not pretty whatsoever, so it's part of spiritual awakening, but that's why we need to learn how to keep our aura clean without picking up on other people's energies. Instead, allow these people to experience their own awakening, and this is crucial. And if you start being around trees and you start connecting with them via your awareness, you can find and you can learn the truth. Trees are sacred. So I'm strongly suggesting to treat trees with respect, because trees and humans have a very deep and special connection. In fact, Native Americans refer to the trees as standing brothers and sisters. And I'm going to say it again. Trees are our standing brothers and sisters. So this is beautiful. Now, set an intention. Before you approach a tree, set an intention. Yeah. Now, I'm going to share with you 6 steps To connect with trees so you can cleanse your aura, you can heal, and also receive insight, psychic insight, spiritual insight, receive messages. So, step number one is intuition. We all have it, trust me. So, let your intuition pick a tree. If there are many trees around or if you are in a forest, just feel what tree is calling you. Step number two, ask for permission. Once you have felt a deep connection within, approach the tree with respect and high awareness. In other words, ask permission to enter their energy field. They will always give you permission, but by asking, you establish a high connection with them. Be humble in your approach. Now, trees have told me that when you enter their energy field with a high awareness and sense of respect, they will help you not only clean your aura or heal, but they will also teach you and reveal sacred knowledge and give you psychic insight, spiritual insight. Step number three, talk to the tree. Ask for healing. Ask for cleansing your aura or ask for anything you need to know. Don't be afraid to talk to the tree, even it might sound weird. Trust me, I had my round of ridicule comments and laughter about me hugging or talking to the trees, but I continue to talk to the trees and hug the trees anyway. You know, like Gandhi said, first they ignore you, they then ridicule you, then they fight you, and then you win. So don't be shy to communicate with the trees. It's so beautiful. Okay, step number four, it's physical connection. What it means? It means touch the tree, hug the tree, sit under the tree. Make that physical connection. Personally, I like to place my forehead on the tree to receive information, usually psychic insight. Or I like to hug the tree for aura cleanse. And I like to show the tree my love and joy. Some people will have a different connection. They will connect via their hands. They'll connect via their back, their heart, their solar plexus. So just make that connection, whatever it might be. Step number four, it's about presence and letting go of negative thoughts. Just be present with the energy of the tree. Try to feel its vibration and allow any information from the tree to come to you. Be in that receiving mode, that healing and cleansing mode. Now see if you can let go of any negative thoughts and try to see if you can become one with the tree, merging both energy fields, yours and also the tree. Okay, so step number five is gratitude. Say a thank you prayer before you leave the tree space and smile at the tree. I love smiling at trees. Step number six. I like to call this tree connection aftermath. What does it mean? Okay. After you leave the tree, you do the aura, the space, look at the tree from the distance and see if you can see, see if you can feel or hear any fairies or any spirit of the tree, any spirits of the tree, because they have their own spirits. That's another chance, actually, that you might get messages from the spirit of the tree when you look at the trees from the distance. So basically, these are the six steps. They're very simple, and I hope you will play and you'll play with these steps, and of course, you enjoy them. Now, I want to share something else with you. All trees, absolutely all trees are cleansing. They all have spiritual essence and hold different energies and different spirits. I remember one time I came back from a hike and I counted 100 trees. No kidding. I have hugged 100 trees on the way down and I connected with them. I took the time to connect with them on a high spiritual level. And each and every tree had a different energy. For example, some of them reminded me, one of the trees reminded me of a dear, very dear auntie who passed away, and share with me beautiful truth and some lessons. Another one had the energy of a dear teacher of mine. Another one had the energy of my father, and I have received some very deep insight from my father via this tree. So the entire experience was very empowering, very beautiful. My aura was not only extremely clean, but I felt so good, so powerful in my body, so joyful. So go out and experiment with different trees and share this information with others who need a good tree connection and a wonderful aura cleanse. And let me know how this works for you. So this is Lily, Nature's Blessings, and you can find me at psychicspiritinyou.com or natures-blessings.org. And I'm wishing you three blessings. Namaste.